We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe Micham Yaakov ben Pitchos Eliyahu ben Rabbanachos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Harei Alai Yisaron. Person took upon himself to bring an Yisaron as a mincha. Yisaron Asiris of an Eifa. Yavi Echad. He should bring one mincha of one Yisaron Solas. Esronim. Let's say he said though Harei Alai Esronim. I'm going to bring a mincha of Esronim. Multiple Yisarons. Yavi Shnayim. So halacha is that he can bring a mincha of only two Esronim. He doesn't have to bring a mincha of 10 Esronim, because when we say Esronim, we assume that the minimum of Esronim is two, and therefore he will fulfill his vow by bringing a mincha of two Esronim. What if he said, Perashti, Veni Yodema Perashti? He says, I remember that at the time that I took a neder, I know I expressed, I articulated specifically how many Esronim I plan on bringing for the mincha. But Eini Yode Ma Perashti, but I don't remember right now the number that I had said. So says the Mishnah, what do you do? Yavi Shishim Isarom. He has to bring a mincha of 60 Isarom. Why? Because it's possible he articulated he's bringing a mincha of 39 Esronim, or 40, or 20, or 10, or all the way up to 60. Now we know, we learned that there's one mincha in one Kli Sharis, you can't have more than 60 Yisarim. So that's going to be the maximum. He certainly will have fulfilled his vow by bringing a mincha of Shishim Yisarim, but that's his obligation, since he knows that he articulated the amount of Esronim of the mincha, but he doesn't remember, therefore he brings one mincha of Shishim Yisron. Now that seems very simple, but the Bartanur makes the point that that he has to make a tenai, he has to make a stipulation, and he says the Masne va'Omer. I'm quoting from the Bartanura, Masha Perashti Yehlin Idri v'Hashar Yehlin Idava. What he says is that which, because it's possible, he only wanted three Esronim, and that was being 60, so that's not so simple, because there's several issues that come up. Let's say, first of all, there's a question whether he can bring menachos together in one kli. If in fact you only said you're bringing 10 Yisaron, and now you're bringing a Yisaron, now you're basically saying I have the 10 that I was no there, and now the 50 is in a dava. But how can I bring that all in one kli? I also have to take two kmitzim. Two kamatzim, two komitzes. If one is a neder, one is an adava, so then you each one, it's two separate menachos in one kli, you have to take a komitz from each of those. But both have to be burnt on the mizbeach. But if in fact it's really one carbon, which means let's say you actually donated what your vow was 60. So then this is really all one mincha, and that only needs one komitz. So if I'm going to bring two kamatzim, so then that other komets should not have been placed on the mizbech. You're basically taking a komets not from the mincha, from what the remainder of the mincha is, which is also not allowed. So how do we understand this Mishnah that we will allow? Oh, he took, I took upon myself Esronim. I don't remember how much. Okay, so just bring 60. So in that 60, part is your neder, and part may be an adava, something that you're just adding on. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah should be understood according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. We learn Rabbi Eliezer in Zvachim in Perek Ches. And there, you may remember, Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that when we bring a carbon, and there are parts that really should not be placed on the Mizbeach, so we can consider those as if they are Eitzim, at this they are wood. So that's what we're doing over here. So he makes a stipulation that if the second Kometz is really a Kometz of another Mincha, so it should be burnt as a carbon. But if really it's just the remainder of of only one Mincha, so it will be burnt as wood, as Eitzim, and not as a carbon, and therefore that could solve the problem. And others claim that you don't have to say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer. This Mishnah is like the Chachamim as well. We'll learn later on in Mishnah Ches that the Chachamim say a person can fulfill a neder of a small korban, even a small mincha, let's say, and we'll see animals as well, by bringing a larger one of the same kind. So if a person takes a neder to bring a lamb, and he brings a sheep, so he can fulfill his vow, since that's the same min, it's the same species. The same thing when it comes to a mincha. We don't consider multiple Esronim as something separate. We say like this, he took a vow, he's going to bring Esron, he's going to bring more Esronim than he originally specified. That's okay, that's considered all one big carbon, fulfilling the neder, and therefore there's no need to make any stipulation, any tanai at all. So different ways to understand this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Hare alai mincha. Let's say a person says, I take upon myself to bring a mincha stam, which means he didn't specify which type of mincha. We know that there are five minachos. There's the soles, there's the machavas, the marcheshes, the mafechalos, and the maferikikim, which with mafechalos, maferikikim, you may remember, are two varieties of the mincha maafetanur. So he didn't say what he's bringing. So says the Mishnah, what should he do? Yavi eze shiyirtzi. He has the right to bring whichever one that he likes, because he didn't specify whichever one. So if he wants to bring the one of Machavas, let him do that. Machashis, let him do that. Solas, let him do this. Not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Yavi minchas ha-solas. Shehi miyuchedes sheva menachos. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to bring the minchas ha-solas. The minchas ha-solas, we assume, is the stam mincha, based on the pasuk Vayikra Beis, pasuk Aleph, v'nefesh ki sakriv, Karban mincha la'Hashem, solus yeh karbono. The assumption is that that karban mincha is stam, where you know, doesn't have an accompanying name, what we call in the Gemara language shem levi. So then, if just stam, that we the pasuk assumes that a karban mincha is a solus mincha. The other karbanos have a shem levi, have an accompanying name, minchas machavas, minchas machashes, minchas mafei tanur. So if a person said, I take upon myself hare alai mincha, Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion you can't bring any mincha you like, you have to bring the mincha that is known as mincha stam, and that is the minchas hasolas. Peri Gimel Mishnah Beis, mincha or minha mincha. A person says hare alai mincha or hare alai minha mincha, species of mincha. Yavi achas. He brings one of the chameshes habanachos, whichever one that he likes, as we learned in the previous mission, according to the opinion of the chachamim. What if he said minachos? I take upon myself hare ala minachos, plural, or min haminachos, or a species of minachos. So then, yavishtaim, he has to bring two. He could bring whichever two that he likes, according to the chachamim, a machavas and a machashes, a soles and a mafechalos, or however he likes. What if he said, Perashti, Ve'eni Yodea Ma Perashti? He said, I know I articulated when I took the neder which menachos I plan on bringing, but I don't remember which ones. So, Yavi Chamesh Ton, so he has to bring all five. So, Minchas Soles, Minchas Machavas, Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Mafet Tanur, which has the two species, the two varieties, Chalos and Rikikim, he has to cover himself because he doesn't remember what he said, so he has to bring all of them. Perashti, Mincha Shel Esronim, Ve'eni Yodea Ma Perashti. He says, when I took a neder, I said, I'm going to make a mincha of Esronim, of multiple Esronim in one kli, but I don't remember how many Esronim. Did I say 2? Did I say 10? Did I say 40? I don't remember. Yavi mincha shushishim isaron. He brings a mincha of 60 isaron. And we explained this in the previous mishnas already. Because you don't, there is no mincha in one kli more than 60 isaron. And if he took a neder, as we explain according to the Chacham's opinion, which we'll learn in Mishnah Ches, if in fact the neder was for less than 60, it's not a problem, because the person is no der a carbon katan and brings a carbon gadol is yotze. So that's how we can understand this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, like the opinion of the Chachamim. Rebbe Omer, Yavi Minachos Shel Esronim Me'echad Va'ad Shishim. Rebbe, Rebbe de Hanasi disagrees with the Chacham in Mishnah Ches later on and holds that if you make a neder on a carbon katan and you brought a carbon gadol, make a neder on a lamb and you brought a sheep, you're not yotze. And therefore, you cannot bring 60 isaron in one kli, because the possibility is that you are no dare less than 60, and now you're going to be bringing a mixture, part neder, part nedaver in the same kli. He says you can't do that. So therefore, Rebbe says, you know what you have to do when you took a neder, and that you're going to be a mincha, bring a mincha of Esronim, and you don't remember how much it was, you can't bring a one mincha of 60 and cover yourself. You have to bring the 60 minachos from 1 until 60 isaron, which means a mincha of 1 isaron, a mincha in a separate kli sharis of 2 esronim, a mincha of 3 esronim, a mincha of 4 esronim, all the way up to 60. This way, you're going to bring all together 1,830 isaron. But this way, you certainly covered yourself. Whatever the menachos are for his neder, in fact, if he whatever it is that he took upon himself, that's his yotze. And the other ones we can consider a nedava, but at least they're nedava in a separate kli. So therefore, you see that that which we learned in the previous Mishnah, person said, peirashti, v'le'eni odeyama peirashti, he brings shishi yisar, and that wasn't Rebbe's opinion, that's only the Chacham's opinion. Rina Nasi disagrees with that. Now, there is an interesting opinion of the Gemara on Daf Kuvdal and Menachos that says that Rebbe doesn't really completely disagree with what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah is where a person said he took upon himself to bring Esronim, but he didn't say he's going to bring the Esronim in one Kli. Our Mishnah is different. Our Mishnah is where he says he plans on bringing a certain amount of Esronim in one Kli. We just don't know. He just doesn't remember how much he donated. So therefore, according to Rebbe, you have to bring one kli of one Yisaron, one kli of two Esronim, one kli of three, which ends up with all of these with 1,830 Yisaron. But in the previous Mishnah, where he didn't say he's taking upon himself to bring Esronim in one kli, he just said, Harei Alai Esronim. He just doesn't remember how many Esronim he took upon himself. But he didn't say they have to be in the same kli. So therefore, Rebbe would hold in the previous Mishnah that you don't have to do one and a kli of two and a kli of three. You can do a kli of one, can't put them in the same kli, but a kli of one, a kli of one, a kli of one, a kli of one, which means you have 60 kalim, each having one yisaron, then you will have covered that which you said, I'm bringing 60 yisaron. But once you say, I'm going to bring that which you said, I'm bringing Esronim rather. But so therefore you covered you, if it goes, and if it's 60, you brought all together, it's going to be 60. But if you said, I'm going to bring a certain amount in of Esronim in one kli, and we're not sure how much that is, then to cover yourself, you'll have to do one and two and three all the way up to 60.